TRN 4 OVQ.
Station, N 0 TR. Just turned the radio on a couple of minutes ago, sitting here watching the local Fox News and getting ready to switch it over to Good Western. How's your day?
I'm sitting here watching Death Valley Days right now. That's all I watch is mostly Westerns anytime I'm at home. Over.
You ought to be able to hear it echoing in the background. That's where I went to. Those are good old shows, and they got a lot of good morals in them, don't they? Just like Gunsmoke. I love it. And it don't have all the blood and guts of these new movies and stuff. And it winds up in good law enforcement, put it that way, usually.
I forgot to say, I'm on crossband repeat. I'm using my little handheld. But, yeah, I watch Grit TV all the time. And I think Gunsmoke comes on at 1 o'clock on MeTV, so I'll switch over to that and watch that bonanza. Then I'll come back to Grit TV until the 6 o'clock news comes on.
Minds think alike. That's just about exactly what we do if we're home. We got to go pick up the grandkids again today. Amy, our daughter, had another meeting at 3 o'clock. And so we got to go pick them up. And we got them last night. And take them down to their house. And Bernice is making some lasagna and a big salad and things to go with it. And just going to have a nice day this afternoon. And the sun's out, at least for a while.
And that sounds good, too. Lasagna and a salad. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm glad to see the sun out. I'm just, man, this weather is, and it's going to be cold over the weekend, so I'll be glad when it gets straightened out.
Bernice has got plants that are in the little cups out there, and we have to bring them in all the time because of the weather changing back and forth. Can't make up its mind. And it's supposed to be a hard frost here, this weekend, I think, what, Saturday and Sunday, Bernice?
Yeah.
Oh, say hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Louder.
Hi, Stacy.
There you go.
Hope you're doing good.
You too.
Just about as best as I can do, I guess. I get my little 2 days in on Monday and Tuesday, and I'm off the rest of the week, so I just, like me and Tom were saying, I watch a lot of Western, and I've been on DMR radio this morning, or listening. I didn't talk to anybody, but I do that quite often also.
Hang on just 1 second, Stacy, I gotta answer the door. I'm back, Stacy.
Still here.
This is N0TR. Well, I always like to thank the mailman when they bring the stuff up to the door. Or mail lady, I should say. And she's a nice young kid. And does a very fine job. But I always like to thank her. And she puts a weight on it and sticks it under the carport there where we tell her. And a lot of them don't do that nowadays. Yeah, I'll be glad to get out in it. I've been out and got some. How many eggs did we get a while ago? About 7. Picked up 7 eggs out there this morning, and we'll get a few more this afternoon. And had a big old brown egg and some French toast and a big glass of, or a cup of coffee, I guess it was. I was going to say a glass of milk. But I'm just sitting here ordering some pills off of the internet. You know how that is, pills and bills.
Well, I had a friend of mine gave me a dozen eggs the other day from his chickens. I think he's got 16, and he brought me a dozen and another friend of ours a dozen. But how about Bob? Have you talked to Bob lately?
No, he's been kind of scarce. I emailed him the other day for him to send me some plans on an inverted L. And Rusty was supposed to send me a picture of the box that he made for him. And Bob said, well, I don't remember making a box for him. And so he sent me a picture of it. And I've been going to research it on the internet. I just haven't got around to it. They say they work pretty well. And Bob, he don't have room for a 160-meter antenna anymore. He sold some property behind him here a couple years ago. So that's what he uses, and he does real good. Of course, he uses FT8. Now, I can't compete with that stuff. It doesn't take hardly any signal strength at all to work countries on that. And I just use CW or sideband. But I do real good. I've got 60 countries on 160, and that's the only one I got left before I get all 9 bands of DXCC, so I'd like to get them other 40, but you might as well forget that till next year now. There's just not that much out there.
No, I hadn't done it. I gotta get me another antenna. I don't understand it, Tom, but my, heck, the tuner that, like, what you got and what I had, or got, the auto tuner, it won't tune 40 meters. I think it's my antenna. I was doing FT8, and, it'll do most of the bands. Itself for 40. When I go to 40, it knocks me offline when I try to tune it. So I don't even have the tuner hooked up now. I'm using the one on the 7300, and it won't tune 40 meters neither. So I'm figuring it's got to be my antenna, which is a 6 through 40. And I think I got to order me a new one over.
Since you've eliminated the ambiguity there, and which tuner did you have? I got MFJ998. Is that what you got?
Same thing. And I knew we both had the same one. It's always worked well for me, but all of a sudden it just got to work. For what reason it won't tune 40, I'm not getting that. But knowing when I unhooked it all together and hooked the antenna straight to the radio, the tuner on the radio won't tune 40 neither. So it tells me it's in the antenna. So, and I like doing FT8, and I have fun with it. And then if I want to jump over and say a few words to somebody, yeah, okay. But it just won't do it on 40. So 40 and 20 is normally what I do with voice or digital, whatever. Over.
A lot of people like that digital stuff. It's just not human enough for me. I'm an old goat, and I just, you know, an old father against radical teenagers, you know. And if you spell them syllables out, you'll know what I mean. But you already do. But yeah, Stacy, I know what you're talking about. Mine shot traps on 40 meters one time, and I sent it in. And I talked to the technician, and he said, Tom, I'll be honest with you, means you're a technician. He said, pretty much, we shotgun the board when they come in. And I said, I can understand that. I used to have to repair circuit boards. And Stacy, that thing's got, I'm going to take a wild guess. You know, there's got to be 40, 50, 60, 70 solid-state relays on there. And they are, they're not solid-state, excuse me. They're printed circuit board relays. Oh, they're about an inch and a quarter long and a quarter inch wide and half inch high. But they are 16-amp printed circuit board relays, but there's a mess of them on there. So by shotgunning the printed circuit board, that means they just take them all off and put all new ones on. And then I noticed he replaced a little capacitor and a couple other little things, a resistor or something. But most of all, it's those relays. And if, let me drop this. This is NGRLTR. And if you were running an amp and you were running it through those and you had a mismatch in your antenna, you could have loused up that, that particular tuner. Now, Bob used to have one before he bought that expensive amplifier that he bought that was the same brand I used to have. Excellent tuner. But it tunes a different way. It tunes by varying the capacitance and the inductance in there with stepping motors. And they're just tougher than everything. But if you got $1,600 or more to spend on a tuner, that's just fine. Even these MFJ 90 and 998s have raised, $100 or more. But I don't want to put that much money in a tuner, but I have one and I have a spare 998, if it ever does go again. But you may have damaged that inadvertently, not knowing it. And I think you had a tube amplifier that was 800 watts. This is NGRLTR.
Out, Tom, not sure, just went off. Could be on my end. N4OVQ, crossband repeat.
Possible. I was just saying that it's possible you could have damaged that station. I dropped the repeater out and then give a call sign, so I don't think I timed it out, but I may have. But at any rate, you may have damaged the tuner, especially if you was running an amplifier. Was you running an amp through that?
Sold my amplifier 2 or 3 years ago, Tom. I never used that thing much after I bought it. I didn't use it not at all when I moved out here where I am now, which I've been here 6 years. But I sold it, and I just wasn't able to use it, and or really didn't want to. It just wasn't enjoyable to me, hearing the clicking and the going on, and I ended up selling it. So I never used it here for 6 years, but my antenna worked fine. I mean, I ordered the antenna after I moved here, so I don't know.
How much room you got there, Station? What kind of antenna is that?
The Wyndham, they call it, and I got the older men, they're about, I don't know, 80, 90 bucks, something like that. This will be, if I order another one, it'll be my third one, and they've always served me well. I don't have enough room to do one with 80 meters, so I got an antenna that goes on a tripod for 80 meters, and I only put it up just to do digital on 80 meters. So, but I got my DXCC and all that, and worked all states, digital, voice, everything. So I accomplished what I wanted to. No, I'd never get all the bands, but I just wanted to get that far to at least. I got two DXCCs. One was for whatever, and one was for voice. I can't even remember what the other one's for.
More likely, they give DXCCs for that. I know they do for RIDI and that. I just, Bernice never did like to hear RIDI. It was kind of fun, but it just drives you nuts, the sound of it. Bill in for IQ, he really likes that mode, but usually I don't even bother with the radio until evening unless I see something on, which I don't look very often. But I wait all as the sunspots get better, but I go down in the basement of an evening and work some until 10, 11 o'clock and then go to bed. And she sits there and watches TV and reads her recipe books or do-it-your-own books or whatever, and I run CW on it, it don't bother her. But she don't like Ritty. So I just quit doing it. But the Carolina Wyndham is an excellent, excellent antenna. It shouldn't be a problem. Now, Bill in 4IQ told me if I was running an amp, and I do at times, and I have the Ameritron solid state amp, and I just love it. It's automatic band switching and everything. And you just tune to the channel, flip a switch, and it's there. And you don't have to mess around tuning it and whatnot. I was going to say, he said that Tommy says eventually, well, I was putting up 161, he says you'll burn that balun out if it's a radio works in about 2 years. And Bill's about the most knowledgeable person, one of the most knowledgeable hams on here. And I said, okay, what do I get? And he said, get a wire design balun. And I did. And he says, you'll never buy another one. They're 5,000 watt balun. Now, I don't think you need that if you're running just 100 watts. So just disregard that. But I remembered you having an amp years ago. But you don't really need that, and they're expensive. They're over $100 for the balun. But most of the other ones, like you get from the wireman, and that are 1,500 watts, so that'll take care of things. But I don't know what to say, Stacey. It sounds like it has to be the antenna. Have you got an antenna analyzer or somebody down there close that has one that could check it for you? That's the best way to check that antenna.
I had one, and matter of fact, I had a bird, and I sold it to a friend of mine. I caught myself just, I also sold another manual tuner, the one I bought before I got the 998, and I sold it, I think, for $300. I think I gave $345 for it. Had it for several years. That's like the amplifier. I sold the amplifier for the same thing I give for it, and I had it 7 to 8 years. And I sold it for the same thing I paid for it. So I was happy with that. I didn't want to try to use it because I live in an apartment, and I just didn't want to go through the hassle maybe with a next-door neighbor or whatever.
TR, and you moved off your spot a little bit, Stace. Started getting staticky. Well, you need an antenna analyzer run on that antenna, and it might save you some money. I don't know anybody right there by you, but if you got somebody that's got an antenna analyzer, they can check that antenna analyzer for you. I mean, they check your antenna in about 5 or 10 minutes. They're real easy. You just plug it in and read the readout on it.
I don't know anybody around me here in Anderson that even does ham radio. I just don't know any, and I basically never have. So I'd rather just spend the money over to one and off Amazon like what I did and just be done with it, put up a nut, and I just laid it up down with a rope. It's very simple, and I'll probably do that this summer.
Well, that makes sense. The analyzers are $300-$500, so that wouldn't make sense when you can go buy an antenna for a lot less than that. I just thought if somebody was there, and the only one near you I know, and I don't know how close that is Gary and Easley, and I don't even know if he has one, but I'm certain he'd help you out if he did. It's just a quick check, and my friend KO4NUE up here, Chad, he didn't have one, and I went up there with it and checked his antenna. And, boy, I mean, he just about had tears in his eyes up there when he first started out. And he says, you know how many hours I've been putting in on this antenna trying to get it to work? He said, you just fixed it in 5 minutes. So now he's the proud owner of one.
But how come? What was the matter with it that you fixed in 5 minutes?
Miss Angel, you like to really pressure this old man I'm 47 years old and dyslexic, and I can't remember that far ago. I think he had to shorten it just a little bit, and then it tuned it just fine, and now he helps folks out with it. He's about the nicest guy I ever met on here, and he's a retired sergeant major from the Army, and he just likes to help. Him and his wife are both hams. Yeah, and they run the net, I don't know what nights now, because I don't turn the 2 meter on that much at night, but if I see 9 o'clock come up, I turn it on, and if I don't see 9 o'clock come up, I don't turn it on. But I always try to check in with Gary if I think of it, or I'm not sure what night Chad's on there, or Anna, his wife, she runs it sometimes, but... it told me right away what the problem was, just instantly. And it'll scan all the bands at one time, and it'll just tell you what the SWR is on all those bands. And I mean, it's just about as soon as you turn it on, after you plug in your PL-259 into it, you got the answer right there.
I'm gonna say, I didn't have no problem with it for a long time, and just all of a sudden, you know, do it this. It would knock me offline, is what it would do. I couldn't do FTH. It would knock me off of a program on the computer. So I said, okay, the SWR was so high, I mean, it wouldn't tune. It was causing RF in the jack and coming back and knocking me offline. And I said, well, you know, I can't do this. I go to 20 meters and work FT8 all day long. Go to 40, no way. It just quit. So that don't make sense to me. And there's no thing about shortening or anything of the antenna. I mean, it's made 6-40 when you buy it. You're not supposed to have to do that. I already got the things on the end, you know, to tie it off with and all that. But anyway, I'm just going to have to order me another one if I'm going to do any radio. I can listen all day long. I can even listen to 80, but I'm just not doing any transmitting over.
Might be a problem with the good Lord. He knows what kind of guy you are, and he just don't want you on the air.
You know, I have some hard days. I had a friend of mine told me the other day, he said, you know, I believe there's something going wrong with you. He said, you'll tell me the same thing 2 or 3 times in a 2-hour period. I said, well, how come you hadn't already told me about this, you know? And Debbie stays on me all the time about I can't remember nothing, no.
Hello, Stacy. I'm in for IQ.
Oh, Bill, that ears must have been burning there, Stacy. You're a little scratchy, Bill. I just got an order from Marlon T. Jones, and I know you order from there. I need some of them inline fuse holders, and they had them for a good price, and they look decent. I imagine that's 16-gauge wire in them, though, if I had to guess. Maybe 14 if I'm lucky. But... you got to go to the automotive store to get the good ones, but for little things, they work out. Oh, I ordered a thread gauge and a little wall wart. How's Bill doing today? In 4IQ, in 0TR.
I hear a little popping going on. I'm between Simpsonville and Woodruff. I think this is Adams Road or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway... went out to lunch, and I'm headed here now. Well, Bill's doing pretty good. I just can't believe how pretty it is today after what they were saying yesterday was going to be. But I'll take this. I tell you, it's really nice. And nice hearing you, Stacy. It's been quite a while since I've talked to you. And don't feel lonely about same thing twice often because I think I'm not right there behind you.
I know what you're saying, Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy? It's been a while. I hope you're doing good. N4OVQ.
Every day, you know, put my foot on the ground, get out of bed, and I say, thank you, dear Lord. And I feel good, you know, everything's going pretty well. So I'm very fortunate. I hope things are going well with you as well. And Tom, I was going to tell you, I haven't forgotten about that that birdie elf in Phantom 160. I'm going to put it in the mail. That way for me is just to copy it on a piece of paper and put it in the mail to you. But it may be this weekend. But I hadn't forgotten the number.
You just said you was forgetting like me and Stacy. No, I knew you would, Bill. I appreciate it. And right here beside of me on a little sticky note, I got a 160-meter vertical antenna with counterpoise. And you know what? I hate to admit this, Bill, but I don't even know what a counterpoise is. I've never seen one of these.
Articulated counterpoise. But the one Bob has, and I was going to do this, but I had the room and already had radios out for another antenna, but Bob has installed that. It's a elevated pulpit counterpoise, and it just basically it's a radio. In the case that we're talking about, it gives the antenna something to work against. It acts like a ground.
Now I know what a counterpoise is. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. I was going to look it up here in the next few days. We got to go down and pick grandkids up in a little while, and Bernice is making some lasagna and a big salad and that. And for some reason, she had a meeting yesterday at GE there and couldn't pick the kids up, so we did. Oh, I just love that school traffic. You know how that is, as young as you are. Isn't that correct, Stacy?
Right. Well, I tell you what, it's good to hear both of you. I don't get on a whole lot. I did get on the other week and checked into the net, but I don't do it a whole lot. I mean, even when I do, I'm mainly listening. But I don't hear a whole lot when I am on. So I took it by chance to call you, Tom, and right off the bat you answered. So that's a good deal. But I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going to leave it on for a while, and I need to do a few things in the house here. Good to hear both of you. Good to talk to you. I will be around, though, N0TR and N4IQ, N4OVQ. I'll be clear and see y'all.
Bill, I guess that means we can't talk about him, but we'll give him a few minutes and he won't be listening. Good to hear you, Stacy. 73s, have a great day. N0TR.
Didn't hear anything. It probably meant nothing worth listening to. All right, 73s, I'm not too far from the house. I'll get out of here. N4IQ, accuracy.
Nice to hear you, and thanks for consideration. Get me that diagram, and I'm going to put one of those up. I've made up my mind, especially after talking to you the last time. Stacy, he's got a problem, and it's an antenna problem. He found out it's not his tuner in that, and I think we got that resolved, but that'd be the only way he could correct that. He's got a Carolina Wyndham that's for 6 meters through 40, I think. And I've not heard of that exact one because I did the one that's 10 through 80, of course, and the one through 160. But I want to get some more DX on that antenna that you're going to mail me a picture of and instructions. Thanks, Bill. Say hello to Elaine. Have a nice day. N4IQ, N0TR. I'm also going to shut her down.
Did you say he had a 40-meter Carolina Wyndham?
Well, Stacy told me it was 6 to 40, and he wasn't running an amp, and his 992 wasn't tuning it. And so he took it out of line, and the it wasn't tuning 40 meters. And he likes to work that. He works FT8 and sideband. So he took it out of line, and he put the radio tuner on there. And it also would not tune 40 meters, Bill.
Well, I've used 40-meter Carolina Windhams for years. I use them a lot for field days, and I've had them up at my house, and they've always worked on 40 really good. He's got something wrong with the antenna, that's all. It's either got a bad connection, you know, the usual. As long as it was cut right to begin with, there's got to be something wrong with the antenna. You know. All right, well, let me go. I'm just about here at the house. 73 N4IQ.
Zero TR clear.
Q N4ZLK. Stacy, if you're listening, just wanted to say hello.
Man, how you doing, N4OBQ?
Here, and it's Shane here. It's been a while, but just wanted to say hello because I haven't heard you, and you explained you haven't been on much, but I won't keep you. I just wanted to say hello.
Shane, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was going to hang around and just listen for a little bit while I was doing some inside-the-house chores and, like, folding clothes after drying them and that type of stuff. But, yeah, good to hear you. Hope you're doing okay.
Driving around for UPS, and I was able to put this radio in here, so I'm on, or at least listening anyway. I'm listening to what everybody's saying most of the time. I join in every once in a while, but it makes the day go by, and I enjoy it. So, hope you are well.
And I work 2 days a week, Monday and Tuesday, still at the old Anderson Mall up here with the security work, and that's all I do. I'm off after Tuesday. I'm off till the next Monday morning. So just enjoying it. Then every once in a while, I go down to Santee a good bit. I got a brother that lives down there, so I go see him about every month and a half or so. And go to Pigeon Forge a good bit. But, of course, COVID's put a lot of damper on a lot of things that I used to do over.
On a lot of things, but fortunately I was able to keep working. I know a lot of people weren't able to, and I hate that for them, but we got real busy. It was almost like Christmas all year that first year, just because everybody ordered online, which I don't blame them, and it's kind of not really died down from it, so it's been good for us.
I can see where it would have picked up for y'all. People wouldn't get out. They would just order. But, you know, I just keep waiting for them. Our mall got sold down here. So I'm really waiting. I've seen that mall get built in 1972. And it looked like I may get to see them bulldoze it down. I don't know. It's just the internet has took over, and people don't have to worry about getting shot at by going to a mall, and you know how that stuff goes. But I'm still there those 2 days, and it's a very good job for me. And but it's awful boring also because there's nobody in it over.
Into the Anderson Mall. I remember I went to the opening of the Haywood Mall. I know it's still going, but I don't even like going in there. I don't know. It's just been so long since I've been there. The Greenville Mall, you know, it's all torn down. In fact, I was delivering the parts of it when they were in the process of getting rid of it bit by bit. But I've never been a big mall person anyway. But yeah, I can imagine it's boring, especially with not many people going there. Where is the Anderson Mall located?
Mostly on Clemson Boulevard, or the main whole street. It goes from Clemson Boulevard all the way down through the town of Anderson on Main Street. But, yeah, I think I was like 15 years old when they built that mall. Well, I'll be 67 in July. So, you know, it and malls are just about a thing of the past. I don't see how it keeps going. It just, Sears is already out, and the anchor stores, there's three more. And, you know, if one more closes down, it basically will shut the mall down. Okay.
So you're
from
a WWZ portal.
You're right. They're going to go quick, but I just wanted to say hello, and I got to, you know, making a turn, trying to change gears, and I'm right where I'm going to drop this trailer and pick up another one. So I'm going to let you go. Say hello to Chandler if you got a minute, and I gotta get back to work. And Stacy, good to hear you again. And Chandler, hope you have a good day. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you. Appreciate you hollering at me, and you have a good rest of the day, and maybe I'll catch you later on and more often. N4ZIK, N4OVQ, and hey, Chandler, to you.
Hello, N4ZQ. It's good to hear you as well.
Hope your day's going well.
Pretty decent. It's going pretty decent. What about yours?
Just been watching a little bit of Western, and I got to fold some clothes, but just want to say hey to you, and good to meet you. I don't think I've talked to you before. But anyway, I'm going to get out for just a little bit, and you have a good rest of the day. Also, N4OVQ, I'll be clear, standing by and listening while I housework.
So far. I don't even know. I don't keep count. I just keep running. But I just left, had lunch with another distributor and her district manager. So I'm heading on my way back to my route now.
That's good. That's really good. Well, how's the day being news-wise?
I'm glad to see the sun out. That makes everybody in a little better mood.
On that. Hey, you got a lot of noise on you as well. Are you in a black hole or just a bad spot or what?
No, Chandler, I'm over here on Lawrence Road.
Okay, alright. I switched to the modem while I was talking on my handy talkie soon. I hope that sounds better.
Much better.
Alrighty. Well, how much stocks you got, Will? How much is the day you got left? Maybe about 2 or 3 hours?
Several hours left. I got my big dealership this afternoon, so I'll be busy the rest of the afternoon.
Copy that. Thank you. Pretty windy outside. That may be what's causing all the noise. Sail from HKX. This is KO4WWZ. I'll be on the side.
Oh, it's all right. Sorry about that. I had a quick message come in. I was trying to get it taken care of.
See what you got to do. I'll be here.
I'm calling. So I'm going to clear out KO4 HKX. 7-3 for now. Take care, Chandler.
It's 7-3. Talk to you later on down the road. Hopefully not. WWC, listen.
4HKX.
4DJC.
4HKX. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, pick up. You doing well today?
Great. How about yourself? How's that hip?
I think I'm about back where I was. I'm okay. But, yeah, I'm doing good. I think I feel pretty good right now. I don't think I'd do any jumping jacks right now, but otherwise I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm glad you... Hey, it wasn't more serious than it was.
So, it's got a bunch of it's awful windy here. Is it blowing you around in the truck up there today?
I'm blowing the truck around too bad right now because I'm in town and the buildings are keeping a lot of it off, but it's blowing the flags and the trees around, so... I'm sure on the way home it'll be fun this evening.
As you say, especially going up that mountain. So, I tell you what, I meant to visit you the other night. I didn't get to tell you, but whatever you've done to your 2-meter base rig at home, it really sounds good going into the repeater the other night.
Me and Chad and Daniel, KO4NUE and KI4DTY, we got together and put up my 2-meter beam and my vertical, but then we're going to have to drop her back down.
What's going on?
So, it seems like I have to point it the opposite direction to hear anything. And I've done some reading last night, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. It's on aluminum poles, and it's mounted right up against those aluminum poles, and it says it'll interfere with that beam antenna since the pole's vertical and the elements are vertical.
That's probably, well, that's partially right, I think. And I think it just depends on where the band is. Is it in-banded, or is it mounted in the, or is it mounted in the center of the beam, or is it mounted on the end?
The mast is in the center of the beam, and the element's on the end.
I tell you what, most of these beams, you know, of course, most of them, the high, you know, the 11 and 12 element beams that I've seen are all mounted vertically and horizontally, but the horizontal ones, because as Al said, I don't remember having any trouble with it, but I've got... I know one of my buddies had 2 11 elements, I think, but he also mounted them on poles side by side, you know, like it kind of went off to the side of the mast a little bit, maybe 3 or 4, maybe 3 feet or so. And that's certainly possible, but that's, I'll be honest with you, that could interfere with it, but I'm not sure if that's, that's an accurate statement now, because a lot of people have them mounted, I know, vertically, but I'm not sure if they have any way of, you know, I'm not sure what they do with that unless the way they coax. Now, the only thing I do with my, coax is I mount the coax about 25, you know, kind of a large, you know, loop in the coax about 2 feet away from the mast. I'm not sure if that's got anything to do with that or not, Patrick, but I haven't. It's been so long since I put anything up like that, I wouldn't know. I do know that a lot of the manufacturers make them also make a size mount that kind of sticks around to the size of the mast, but I'm not sure if the reason, if that's the reasoning or some other thing. But it would make some sense that if it's conductive, it might interfere with the, with the pattern, you know, the pattern of the beam.
Saying it would interfere interfere with the radiating pattern of the beam, because it's actually just mounted up against the poles. There's no standoff at all. I didn't know that at the time, so it's all new to me. But I'm learning as I go.
Well, the only thing I'm running vertical now is just a long periodic I have, but also I have it mounted. It's mounted on a PVC pipe. It's not mounted on aluminum. And I do know that a standoff probably would be the thing to do with that one, especially. How many elements did you say it was? I don't think I remember.
The elements, including the radiating element.
That is a standoff. That's probably what's happening. Maybe it's probably clipping in the radiation pattern or something in there. But I can't tell you. Maybe I don't know if you landed half a wavelength or a full wavelength off the mast tonight. That'd be something you need to ask an expert, because I know it has to be manned. It should be manned a certain distance away, because I know the satellite antennas, the ones that have booms between them, they're mounted like 3 feet, I think, away, 3 to 6 feet away from each other. And some of those are cross-polarized, and you can switch polarization on some of those. So I think they do that to isolate them.
Mine mounted, I got the rotator and beam right around, I don't know, 30 feet, 25, 30 feet. And then I've got another 10 foot above that that's got the vertical mounted on it. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to have to probably drop it back down and put a standoff on that beam.
As you know, that certainly wouldn't hurt to try that. And I don't know if the vertical, is it like a 2 meter or 440 vertical, or is it something else?
Yeah, it's a 2 meter 440
omnidirectional
tram 1481.
I don't think that would interfere as far apart as you got it there. I'd mount it off. I just checked to see what the book says about whether it's a halfway. It may be a full wavelength, but it's possible half might work okay. I know the ones I've seen are like 5 or 6 element beams. I think Diamond makes ones on like a 5 or 6 or 7 element. They have a standoff to mount it vertically on your mast. I just, like I said, it's been so long since anything I had mounted on a mast was always, for 2 meters was always horizontal, because I was working sideband back then when I had a beam mounted with a rotor. So I guess I just didn't affect me.
That's what I was thinking about doing, is I have another 2 meter beam that has vertical and horizontal elements in it. I was thinking about putting it up, if I had to lower that one back down, having it ready to go in its place and just using it. But then I'd have to run another piece of coax up there so I could use it for the horizontal also.
Is vertical working real well, or how's it doing?
Vertical works great. But I'm like you, I want to get into the 2 meter single sideband. So I want to get that horizontal.
Flip that beam over on the side and work it that way. Maybe put a, I don't know, 13 elements, that'd be a great sideband. Antenna, that's a lot of these guys, that's what they run. Of course, they run these, they call them, I can't remember, long beams or something like that. They're like 25 feet long. They're big ones. The elements are spaced out pretty far. That's, these guys that run a kilowatt, that's what they run. They run a single or stacked version of those. So that'd be great for sideband. And if you get into the repeater good and with vertical, that may be an option. But the as you said, if you run that one that's got the cross elements like that, where you got to change the polarization on it, that run a second length of coax is you'd have to do that. And I'm not sure whether it's, I know a lot of satellite guys do that because they can flip that rather than having the how to twist the beam when the satellites are tumbled. They do that internally, but it's, that's important for that kind of work, but I'm not sure if it'd be worth running another, 175, 50 feet of coax or not. I don't know how efficient it would be.
Well, right now it's all trial and error for me, every bit of it.
50 watts or whatever you got going out of that, I think 991 you said, 50 watts and 13 ohms, that would work really well on sideband where you are, because you're far enough north, you got elevation, you're far enough north where you could probably, if the band opens up, you could work into probably, gosh, it depends on your, on what asthma, you clear asthma shots you got, but man, you could work into West Virginia and a lot of places with, and Georgia and places like that pretty easily from that location with 50, even with 50 watts with a 13 element.
Me and Andrew, KO4CEF, were just playing around with it the other night, and both of our antennas are vertical, so we made sure they're both the same polarization. But he's 30 miles away, and I'm going through a lot of dirt. I mean, a lot of dirt to get to him, and we made contact on 2 meter single sideband.
Well, when you're on sideband like that, too, 2 meter sideband has a lot to do with tropospheric ducting and conditions, and you can keep an eye. There's a VHF propagation map you can check on. When that thing starts turning, dark orange or something like that, that means that band is open in there. You can tell it because you can start hearing repeaters coming in all over the place. And that's the time to work single sideband. And if you can work a straight line, like that's basically a line of sight, 30 miles. If the conditions are right, you can work it a lot further than that. And the other thing that you'll notice too, Patrick, is when you move to horizontal polarization on those beams, the noise level goes down tremendously too. You don't have near the noise you have on a vertical.
The neighbors fire up whatever they got going next door. I don't have any noise on mine. But if they do whatever they're doing, man, I can't hear nothing.
Some transformers and all kinds of stuff. I know that, and I can tell a significant difference in noise. Of course, I'm in a fairly populated area. We got a lot of power lines, but when I go horizontal, mine just quiet, stand almost nothing. But otherwise, I might get an S2 or an S3 on 2 meters on FMT for that matter. If I'm around satellite frequencies around 145, 80 or somewhere there. To a single sideband, it just quiets down to nothing, even at my location when I get horizontal. That's just the nature of the beast, too, and also it's got a lot to do with, being in the center of the, two-meter band, too. There's a lot of other interference coming in from pager systems and all kinds of stuff. Of course, you can always put filters on to filter some of that stuff out. But if you don't have any noise up there, vertical work fine. You're a little bit better because most people are going to be horizontally polarized on sideband. You do a lot better on with horizontal than you would on vertical. Though, when the band starts opening up, this spring and this fall. See, this spring it ought to be pretty good though, from what I'm seeing. But you'll get a lot more activity on horizontal. You hear a lot more people on horizontal than you will on vertical. I'll say that because most people are polarized horizontally.
Yeah, I get that, but me and Andrew were just playing around to see if we could even make contact on it, and we're pretty surprised that we could. So, but both of us knew we needed a horizontal antenna.
Running 10 watts here, I can get there's a guy in Walhalla I can get pretty good from here. But he runs, he's got a 13 element up about 100 feet, and he runs a kilowatt. I think he used me at about an S4, S5, but he's got a good antenna system in mind. It's just a portable type deal. But it's still fun to play around. It's a shame there's not more local sideband nets going on. That'd be a lot of fun. There's enough people buying these 991s and some of these other rigs now that have sideband capability. They're fun to strike up a net so you can contact.
I've talked about that, and I got to get the antenna up and get it all working first. But I've actually run across a vertically polarized sideband net.
I said, was that 144-200 or somewhere in there?
Yes, sir.